A career-ending soccer injury forced Manu Kapoor to become a teacher, a role he never wanted. Standing before students struggling with mathematics, he watched traditional instruction fail repeatedly. What if, he wondered, the entire premise was backwards? What if making learning harder actually made it better? This counterintuitive question launched a research journey that would challenge centuries of educational wisdom. Across four continents and over 50 rigorous studies, his findings revealed something remarkable. Students who failed first, then learned, outperformed traditionally taught peers by up to 2 academic years. Bill Gates called it revolutionary. But here's what matters most. This isn't just about classrooms. It's about how we all learn, grow, and transform struggle into mastery. Remember cramming for an exam? Information flows in easily, then vanishes just as quickly. Memory operates on 2 dimensions: storage strength, how deeply information embeds, and retrieval strength, how easily we access it. The optimal pattern sounds counterintuitive. Learn, forget, retrieve, relearn, repeat. Forgetting becomes productive because retrieval attempts strengthen storage most powerfully when retrieval is hardest. Consider chess grandmasters. They can't remember random chess pieces better than novices, but show them authentic game positions and their recall becomes superhuman. Expertise isn't superior general memory, it's specialized pattern recognition built through deep practice. Then there's the transfer problem. Knowledge becomes chained to the context where we learned it, what researchers call situated cognition. This explains why students ace classroom tests but can't apply concepts in real situations. We teach math theory separately from practice, decoupling knowledge from application. The result? 3 interconnected failures. We can't remember, we can't understand deeply, and we can't transfer learning to new contexts. Traditional direct instruction presents knowledge step by step while students absorb and practice, yet students develop shallow understanding with persistent retention and transfer problems. Watch children encounter new toys. Those allowed to freely explore become 3 times more inventive than those first shown instructions, yet both groups learn equally well how toys function. This paradox challenges everything we assume about teaching. Discovery learning offered the opposite of direct instruction. Experiment without recipes, develop solutions with minimal guidance. When tested head-to-head, direct instruction consistently won. By 2003, the debate seemed settled. But what if the fundamental assumption that making learning easy eases learning was completely wrong? The solution lies in inverting the traditional model. While direct instruction follows instruction problem solving, IPS, productive failure flips this to problem solving instruction. Solve first, learn later. Unlike pure discovery learning, this approach harnesses constrained problem solving followed by explicit instruction. Results were striking. Both methods produced procedural knowledge, but productive failure students demonstrated significantly deeper conceptual understanding and far better transfer to novel problems. Meta-analysis showed effects up to 3 times that of learning from a good teacher for 1 year. When we attempt problems before learning necessary concepts, something remarkable happens, a process called activation that prepares minds for deeper learning. Processing leverages desirable difficulties, deliberately making initial learning more challenging to improve long-term retention. Failed generation activates relevant prior knowledge, differentiates which features matter, and builds cognitive flexibility. Priming prepares minds by creating mental markers. Simply knowing what questions to look for before reading makes dense material more navigable. Awareness of ignorance is the beginning of wisdom, Socrates declared. Research analyzing 125 hours of physics tutoring revealed that learning primarily occurs at impasses, moments where students get stuck. Without these impasses, students learned very little, regardless of tutor explanations. Sometimes intuitions mislead us. The cognitive reflection test presents problems where intuitive answers are incorrect. When shown counter-explanations, 45% of participants changed their minds, and in groups, correct reasoning proved contagious. Counterintuitively, high-confidence errors are easier to correct than low-confidence ones, Stronger beliefs make us more aware of knowledge gaps when proven wrong. Awe also creates awareness of what we don't know. That spine-tingling sensation when encountering something vast beyond our understanding significantly increases curiosity. Participants watching awe-inspiring nature videos reported greater awareness of knowledge gaps and showed increased interest in science compared to those watching humorous videos. Becoming aware of what we don't know, whether through failure, confronting misconceptions, or experiencing awe, transforms instruction from passive information transfer into active gap filling. Direct instruction students, despite having correct knowledge, produced far less diverse and creative solutions than those who'd attempted problems before learning concepts. When Charles Dickens serialized The Old Curiosity Shop, American readers gathered at New York Harbor awaiting the next installment. Cliffhangers create suspense by leaving problems unresolved, a cognitive pull that compels us to seek solutions. The Zygarnik effect reveals we remember incomplete tasks better than completed ones. Russian psychologist Bluma Zygarnik observed waiters recalled complex orders while serving, but forgot them afterward. Her experiments confirmed people remembered interrupted tasks at significantly higher rates, 68% versus 43%. This stems from our need for closure. Once we start something, we feel compelled to finish. This drive creates four affective boosts: loss aversion, reluctance to waste invested effort, endowed progress, framing failed attempts as preparation, the goal gradient effect, motivation intensifying near completion, and the reward of completion itself. Failure also triggers curiosity. Children prefer toys that defy expectations. Adults show similar patterns. Neuroscience reveals high curiosity questions activate reward anticipation brain regions, and learning from failure proves more durable than from success. Emotions act like memory highlighters. Connecting new information to existing knowledge facilitates learning far better than isolated facts. Assembly represents the culmination of productive failure, where teachers help students build knowledge after experiencing productive struggle. This phase identifies useful elements within incorrect thinking and connects these to expert knowledge structures. When students incorrectly believe a force acts on a sliding ball, effective teaching doesn't dismiss this thinking, but identifies the valuable intuition. Students correctly sense something exists in the direction of motion, momentum, not force. Our minds contain collections of simple knowledge units derived from everyday experiences, phenomenological primitives, or PPRIMs, that become axiomatic building blocks we constantly reconfigure to develop complex understanding. We learn better from comparing cases than single examples. Research on radiation problems revealed only 10% of students could solve it unaided, while 30% succeeded after reading an analogous story. With two analogous stories, success jumped to 45%, and with the principle explicitly stated afterward, reached 60%. Activating misconceptions doesn't strengthen incorrect pathways. Through pruning failure, our brains eliminate unused connections while strengthening beneficial ones. Through promoting failure, generating incorrect solutions enhances learning. Even vicarious failure, studying others' incorrect solutions, produces better results than direct instruction. Assembly transforms exploration and failure into deep learning by connecting intuitive knowledge with formal concepts. True mastery emerges from productive struggle, from failing forward in ways that prepare our minds and force us to confront what we don't yet know. This isn't reckless failure, it's deliberate design. Create challenges that push you where current abilities end and potential begins. Test yourself before you're ready. Explain concepts before mastering them. Seek problems that make you struggle, then use that struggle as fuel. When a challenge makes you feel inadequate, that discomfort signals you've found your learning edge. Don't retreat to comfortable competence, lean into the struggle. Generate ideas without expertise. Make mistakes where stakes are low. Build communities that celebrate productive failure. The path to mastery winds through confusion and doubt, but beyond lies something precious. Not just knowledge, but understanding. Not just performance, but growth. Not just success, but wisdom earned through getting it wrong first.